Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Countrified UK podcast, brought to you all the way from the United Kingdom, bringing you your weekly fix of everything country. And now your hosts, Alex and Blaine.
Hey guys, I'm Alex and I'm with my boy Blaine.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, we've got a good episode, especially for number 27. 27.
Absolutely. It's one we've been looking forward to for a while.
Yeah, we were very excited when this person came on. I won't give anything away just yet. Get you pulled in first, get you listening and get you excited for it. But they were very cool, great personality, an incredible artist as well. So we're very happy to have them on. Oh, giving nothing away.
Like the Riddler.
So yeah, we'll talk about that soon. And then a little bit later, we got a little bit of country news and a little bit of new music out for you. And then just have a little bit of a chit of the chat.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan.
It does sound like a good plan. But I'll not put people into too much space. He is a fantastic artist, one that we've wanted to get on for a while, and then it finally happened. It was pretty much David Beckham, wasn't it?
Yeah. If he ever wants to quit his career and just in music, even though he's just at this, like, pretty much the start of his career, but he could literally, like, finish off and be a David Beckham lookalike.
Yeah, like, it's none other than Chase Wright. It was really funny because he's a soccer fan and stuff like that. And then I gave him the biggest compliment of all. I said, you know, you look like David Beckham.
You were gushing.
Don't say that.
No, you were. You were like proper like going like, you know how like a teenage girl like,
them.
I'll let them be the judge of that. But like as a teenage girl, like, oh my God, Harry Styles. Oh, you look like Harry Styles.
I would never go down that route anyway.
No, like not with Harry Styles, but
at least it was a footballer.
See, when you listen back to it, you'll understand.
Well, I mean, He loved it. He got to have loved it. I hope he loved it. Otherwise, never speaking to him again. I'll interview with Blaine, not Alex.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, to be fair, like, David Beckham, he's like the ultimate male. He just seems to, like...
He is alpha of all.
He's like fine wine, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Like he gets just better with age. Like, yeah. He's one of these people. He's, like, timeless. Like,
when he's 90, he's still going to look like he's 25.
Like, in fairness, like, he's probably about 40-odd now, and he does look about 40-odd, but he looks, like, mint for a 40-year-old. Like, he's just fashionable, kept himself in shape, he's got the tattoos everywhere, he's just a cool dude.
But anyway, enough about David Beckham for a country podcast, we'll go straight back onto Chase Wright. Really good interview. We discuss, like, his kind of, like, coming to the music scene, because he didn't start off as doing music. He had a degree in something else first, and then he was going to pursue that. And then we go from there.
Absolutely.
I don't want to give too much away. If I give too much away, then I might as well just do the interview on here.
No, but definitely one to watch out for. I'm really pleased that we got him on the show early on. But what a week it's been.
It's been a very busy week, but we've got some more exciting interviews coming up. We've got more stuff planned. We'll talk a bit about that. We had a good meeting last Sunday as well.
Yeah.
With a little bit of Yeehaw.
Yeah, so we met with the guys from Yeehaw, with Christina and Jay. And let's just say it was over a couple of drinks on a Sunday night, just something nice and simple. But some of the plans that we've got in work with them, exciting times. So wherever you're listening in the world, like, it doesn't matter, because although we're based in Newcastle, it will go like around the world, this one. However, if you are based in Newcastle, even better, because we'll be hosting hopefully some events with them.
Yes. Also, we've come up with some ideas about doing challenges against them as well.
I completely forgot about that.
I did not forget about that, because one involved something to do with horses. And I remember the story of you and the Shetland pony, and I thought that's probably why you forgot. I think like the PTSD just kind of kicked in, and it was just like, no, not the horses, it was just not the Shetland
not
pony.
Not again. No. Actually, now talking about it, I remember saying that we're going to do a challenge. Yeehaw, this is Countryfied UK. There's only going to be one winner in that, though.
100%. Yeehaw. Yeah.
We're too competitive.
I know. Well, but so is Jay mind. Yeah. Jay's very competitive. But
well, K-Search was as well.
As long as Christina's not as competitive, then we've got the edge because the both of us are just like, no, we need to win.
Yeah.
So if I need to jump on the back of a horse and start like galloping down like a beach or something like that, like a blooming whatever, like mad a model man. Type thing. No, not madman.
Like
will
a
do
Templar.
Like a Templar.
Yeah, like a Knight Templar. And just like on the horseback, white horse going down the beach. Like if we have to throw sand in their face, we will. If we have to play dirty to win, we will.
You hear that, Jay?
You listening, Jay? Because this is what's going to happen. I feel like, you know, boxing, you know how they have like press conferences before the fight? Like, I almost feel like we should have a mouth off over a table. Yeah. Like, this is what I'm going to do to you.
I'm going to throw sand in your face, Jay. Not you, Christina, because you're lovely. No. I would never do that to Christina.
No.
I might just like get a little grain and just kind of throw it at her jeans or something.
Take that.
Yeah. But no, with Jay, who's a competitive one, you got to psych that kind of person out because he's all the kind of...
He's a man's man.
Yeah. Especially with his beard. Strong beard.
Strong beard game. Always got a pair of cowboy boots on.
I know.
Love it.
I know. Do you know what? You've tried to convince me for donkeys about getting some, but Jay is the one who's twisted my arm.
So this is the annoying thing, right?
This is why Yeehaw's going to win these competitions, by the way. He twisted my arm on cowboy boots.
And I was like, I've got a pair of cowboy boots, like the mint, really comfortable, like you'll love them. And Alex is like, no, like you look like a fool wearing them and stuff like that, as you've heard on the podcast.
And that was the clean
version that I said. Yeah. And I heard numerous times he's just taking the mick. Like, absolutely taking the biscuit. So next thing... Like, Jay is just like, oh, me and him were talking about cowboy boots. And I'm like, Alex hates them. Like, I try to stitch you up in front of Jay. And then...
But I just was like, yeah, absolutely hate them.
Jay was like showing you like all different models. Like, he was almost like a shoe salesman.
Yeah.
Yes, I've got these in the boot of the car. Like, come and have a look at this. But I tell you one thing, though, which this will please you there. So they're going to Country to Country. And they're coming up on this Sunday.
Yes.
And we'll be meeting up with them.
Indeed.
However... 4 weeks away, baby.
I know, four weeks away. Oh, cannot wait. It has been 2 years long of waiting. But 2019, we were meant to go. Then
2020.
2020, yeah.
But
we went
then, like, if you think, we would have bought the tickets, like,
in 2019.
Mid-2019. So then, like, you were hyped up. You're like, yes, go see Luke Combs.
Yeah, and then it just did not happen. But then, do you know what? This plague brought out something good because Russell Dickerson is playing at it. And I know I say it every single episode, but I will keep saying it. I will say it after the Country to Country's been. I will say it every episode if I have to until Russell Dickerson comes onto this podcast. Russell, if you are listening for some odd kind of reason, get yourself on the podcast.
Like, just talk.
It'll be a 5 hour long interview.
Yeah, just talk to Alex.
Yeah.
After he sees like you just staring down the webcam.
I don't think I'll be able to talk.
Like, Russell Dickerson has left the chat.
Well, what happened, Blaine? Well, you just froze and we were trying to get you to talk, but you were just staring at him. He freaked out and left.
Oh, love it.
That wouldn't happen. I'd be so professional. Also... We have a very last second announcement as well because we didn't have a track to play at the end of our podcast, but we do now. Broadtree, our friends over in Canada, Canadian. Canadian.
Jesus.
Canadian. Our friends over in Canada have sent us a very sneak peek song that they've got out, which is coming out actually next week. And we are going to be the first to hear it. And we are going to be the first to play it.
Absolutely. I love a little like preview. I love a naughty preview.
I just love that they've come to us to ask our opinion on the song. And, well, let's just say this. If it was bad, you know, I'd still, like, I'd be honest with them. But it's being played on the podcast, so...
So it's good.
It's good.
I haven't heard it yet. Like, so literally.
No, because it was me for once who got the email, Blaine. It was me.
So looking forward to hearing it because, like, Broad Tree are just something different. Like, very quirky, from a musical theatre background. So, you know, I'm always excited to see what they do. They've got a great sense of humour and they transform that into the songs, but they can also have, like, deep and meaningful love songs and... Yeah, it's going to be fun listening to that. But, we'll have another release this week. Hayley McKay.
Oh, yes.
Our friend Hayley has a new song out this week. So, guys, if you would do us all a favour and Hayley a favour, would you go out over and check her song out, please?
Yeah, download. We need to get her. Yeah, get iTunes up, get Spotify up, get everything up you can. And get her from, at the moment, it's just gone straight to number 34 because that's when it came out. She's just above Ed Sheeran.
Well, I tell you what, there's worse places to be.
100%. But we need to shoot her up to number one.
Yeah.
We need her joining Olivia Lynn.
Yeah. So again, Olivia Lynn, who was on the podcast last week, she struck straight to number one in the UK on like the country charts. So congratulations, Olivia. Well done for that. Again, that's a third one in a row. Jesus, like, wow, it's just, you know, for such a young age, 16, to have three number ones in, like, the country charts is, like, in the UK. It's massive. But going back to Hayley, a song came out yesterday on the 11th, and it's called Find Myself in a Song. So find yourselves in her song.
Yeah. We heard it.
Yeah. We heard a little preview when what the yeehaw.
Bottomless brunch. It was, like, I mean, Hayley is a talent. We haven't had anyone on the show who hasn't been a talent. We've had people who, like, they've been, like, following each other on Instagram. When we've had them on the, like, podcast, then the people we've had on the podcast beforehand's been following the people that we've just had on and vice versa. And there's, you got that, you know, you got Shane and V.Swee who are, like, kind of listening to these people and helping promote them as well.
Yeah, like, Shane.
So is a community.
Like, well... Especially Shady, like, is a singer-songwriter. He writes songs for, like, big artists. He sends them across to us. We listen to them. We, like, give our two-piece, like, saying, like, oh, you know, that's excellent, that song. Or, like, and then he'll ask, like, which UK artists do we believe that would be good fit for the song?
And yeah, so we give a list of names and then...
And so, you know, it is a pure community that we've created across here. And I love it. But just going back to what you were saying there, I mean, anyone that we get on the show is solely because we truly believe in them. Like, we're not going to get on just any Tom, Dick and Harry to come on to the show and just be like, oh yeah, do you want to come on for the crack? No. We only get people on that we believe in, that we believe are ultra talented, have like fantastic stories to tell and everything like that. So yeah. And it just goes to show episode 20, like, well, 27 today. And look at the like list of people we've had on. It's mesmerizing. Can you believe it?
I can never believe it, if I'm honest with you. The things that we've been doing, we never think that it's going to push as far as it has done. And it's awesome. And obviously this has blown smoke up our own arses, but it's true. It's the people we've met over the pond, the people we met in this country. And so like, it's been incredible.
Yeah.
It's been an eye opener and we've heard all kinds of different country music, all different kinds of genres of the same version, which is, it's crazy.
So the amount of great people that we've met, both from the UK and US, Canada, like Sweden, like all over the place, like Denmark, we've met tons of people, engaged with like loads of listeners, artists, fans, everything like that. So it's just been a thing, but... We are like two of the most hardest working people in the UK country music scene. I'm just putting that out there, by the way.
Of course.
Blowing your own trumpet a bit.
You are like, out of you and me, I'm the person who loves doing the interviewing, like talking. And I know that like
You're the tech guy.
Yeah, I do all the kind of tech and, you know, I know my country stuff. I know my music. I love the music. I love the people that we're interviewing. I always listen to their music. Like, as soon as I know that we've got an interview coming up, I make it my everything. Just that is all I'm playing throughout the week and stuff. And then they get added to our playlist. In fact, our playlist, I probably could go around the world about 3 times just and maybe just get to the end of it.
One thing I love about when you say you're listening to the artists. So I remember when we had Drew Baldridge on, I was a bit taken back. 4 episodes in, we had Drew Baldridge on the show. He's had a few massive hits and that. And it was sort of the same feeling with Chase.
Yeah.
When we had Chase on. So Chase is doing absolute wonders. He was in the Hot Country 2022, The Watch. So to have these people on the show, to hear their stories, literally just to have a one-on-one time with them as well, it's insane. It is actually really humbling and opening your eyes to see this is how hard work and this is where we're coming now.
And a special shout out to Rachel as manager, because obviously, you know, it was her who helped arrange the interview and stuff like that. So
100%. So
he's got a great team.
Well, that's one thing I appreciate about the music industry now. So we've mentioned it, I think, beforehand, but previously, years ago, I just thought, I know you have record labels and whatnot, but I just thought artist, and then you hear the music. So you've just got this medium of a radio, platinum, Spotify or anything like that, or iTunes, and it's just you and the artist. But the amount of people behind the scenes that look after these people, you've got PR agents, social media people, booking agents, management, people that work at the record labels. It's not just the artist, there's a whole team behind them, and it's unbelievable. When you find out deeper and deeper about the music industry.
Yeah.
I did, hands up, a few years ago, I didn't know much about that.
Well, how we started was that you and me were just sending little clippets of, "Hi, we're Alex and Blaine from Countrified UK, and we just started a podcast." And, really sheepish, and send them to their Instagram messages. And, 50-50, a lot of them got back saying, yeah, I would love to. Some of them just don't get back to you. And then you find out why. Yeah, because you understand, at the end of the day, when they've got 10,000 followers, then, people must just be sending them constant things. And unfortunately, you cannot. And it's the same with us at the moment, because we get tons of messages on Instagram and we would love to get back to every single one of you. But it is a difficult when you're trying to, you've got to use other social platform methods. And then we learned, hold on, they've got a management team. We then find out the email for the management team, aka Blaine finds out the emails, and he sits there and he gets out the computer, notepads, and start writing all these emails down, and then sends out emails. And then you get 9 out of 10 type thing reply saying, "Yeah, great, love to." And it's just so that's what we've been doing wrong.
Yeah, so
it's a learning curve, guys. Learning curve.
But if I was an artist, say Blaine Evans was this absolute amazing country star, I had albums coming out, I was writing music, really focusing on my music and appearances, shows and whatnot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be answering messages back if I'm paying a team to do it.
That's very true.
If you've got someone behind you going they're specifically dealing that, why aren't they not doing that for me?
Hold on. We have a Simon. We should be using Simon. Remember last week when he was trying to, the week before when he was trying to, Alex and Blaine have got this and this. And it's just hold on. Wait, when did you become our manager?
Yeah, he's just started turning around going, I'm their photographer as well. Simon, you have a mobile phone, right? Yeah. You do not have a camera. You do not have a massive lens or anything.
Mate, put your flip phone away. You're not a photographer.
I just loved it because it was proper you two just group together here around these and we'll get a snap here and it'll be class in it. And looking, going, he's had no expert. He's an accountant.
Hopefully be our accountant one day.
If we ever make money. Yeah. But yeah.
We will.
We'll be rich. 100%. But I reckon we should get into this interview.
Yeah. So, you know what? We've talked about Chase Wright enough and I think we should let him do a bit of talking. So, guys, without further ado, this is Chase Wright. So we're now joined by Chase Wright, who's in a lovely sunny place, as we've just heard before. making us jealous. How you doing, Chase?
Awesome. Awesome, guys.
Well, it's really great to have you. We're really excited to have you on. We've been looking forward to tonight, or in your case, the afternoon.
Yeah.
And just to kind of catch up and see what's going on with yourself, which leads me on to my very first question, which I love asking people, is how did you get into becoming where you are today?
Goodness, man, it's kind of a, I like don't think it's the most traditional story. I went to college for economics, and I thought about doing business my whole life, and I thought I was going to climb the corporate ladder and the whole thing. And so, as a part of this college program, I got this like corporate internship in finance, and I worked that for like 6 months, and I just did not like it at all. I was like, this, I cannot do this forever. And I was like, what am I going to do? Like, this is what I thought I was going to do forever. Right. And so I just started playing out in bars in my like college town. You know, I was like 2 years into playing guitar at the time. I started playing guitar freshman year of college. And so this is about like sophomore, junior year. And so, yeah, I just started playing out at bars, and I was like, you know, music is fun. I like it. I'm making like the smallest amount of money from it. And I was like, I really think there's like something there. And I was like, I've got a year and a half left to college. It's pretty risk-free for me to try this out. And so, I started when I was at that, internship, just started posting videos on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and really trying to do this like digital marketing thing. And I was like, I'm just going to give this an honest effort for the last year and a half. And, it's probably 6 months into like really working at it. My now manager reached out to me via Instagram, seeing one of my videos and, you know, got me to come down to Nashville. And then, so, I mean, that was probably, I would say maybe like 8 to 10 months after I started really getting after it, is when I came to Nashville for the very first time.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's insane because the amount of country artists that we speak to, and they all say like they started out country music in like the college. And if you can win over a college town with like your music, like you're going to be destined for stardom.
Yeah, it's I just always thought of like Instagram and Facebook and YouTube as being my like outlet to making music happen. Like I am a like businessman, like through and through. And I was thinking of how much I was like, man, this is going to cost me a lot of money and be a lot of risk if I just move to like Nashville or something. Right. And so I was like, I can't just move there aimlessly. Like, I feel like if I just stay here and post videos, I can reach a lot more people and it's going to cost a lot less money. And so that's really what I dove into early on was how do I effectively, you know, create content and post.
I love that because myself, I've got a business degree and I just love how you've like completely looked at the music industry in a completely different way to everybody else like would sort of go the normal route.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's one thing that maybe does differentiate me a bit is it, I mean, I think of it as a business first. I obviously love the like artistry and like creative stuff. So I was an economics major and art minor, which is kind of an odd combo, but yeah. So I definitely think of it as a business first. And so I think that helps with a lot of the like decision-making, and maybe has helped me cut through a little bit. I don't really know, but
that's really cool. But, so in November, 2021, you had your debut album finally coming out, Intertwined. What was that finally like getting that out?
Home. I think that it'll finally like really hit me when we get the actual vinyl records in. It's taken a bit longer than we had thought to get those made. We ordered them last year and they're still not in yet. But I think once that actually happens and you're able to like actually hold the record, I think that's when it's really going to like hit me. I mean, it's like something that you know, obviously you like grew up listening to music, right? We all grew up like buying CDs and stuff like that, right? It's something that you don't really think is possible. And then when it finally happened, I'm like, it's like it still hasn't really clicked. And I think that moment when I finally hold it, I'm like, wow, this is like real, you know?
Yeah.
That's going to be so cool.
It must be crazy if like to walk into a like shop and see your record on the shelf. Cause obviously with the day that age that we live in with streaming and everything like that, like when I was a kid, it used to be cassettes. And Walkmans and stuff like that. So
right.
When you were a kid, you make yourself sound like you're so old.
You're like 45 years old.
It's just like, oh, back in my day, you know, we had cassettes. Right?
I love it. Yeah, no, I think there's like a couple things that I haven't yet lived through, and I kind of want to, like hearing my song on the radio. I mean, that when that happens, it's going to be one of those like, holy cow, right? Like, this is like real. I'm not just, you know, this isn't like fake anymore. This isn't some like hobby. This is like real life. And I think one of those other things would be like seeing, you know, one of your records in a, like, you know, record store or whatever, right? Like something that you can actually see and buy is going to be like really, really awesome.
That's unbelievable. But one thing we must do is congratulate you for hitting 100%. Over 18 million streams on Spotify on your latest track, Why Should Unreal. We? It's one of our favorite tracks. Yeah.
Just listening to it before, actually, as well. Like, it is awesome.
Thank you so much.
So what was that feeling like? And could you also give us a bit of context about like the meaning behind the track as well?
Yeah, I mean, that song generally is something that, I mean, it's crazy to see the life that it's taken on. And it was one of those things that a couple of my buddies, it was 2019. It was like December of 2019. And Nashville pretty much shuts down. Nobody really works. And like December after like the first week, it's all like holiday season and stuff. And so we got together like right before we were all about to go back home. And we're like, you know what? Like, we're all like really close friends. Like, let's just get together, do one last write, you know, and then just call it a year, you know? And so we got together and, one of my friends just tossed it out and we just started working on it. And, it's really cool. It wasn't a very hard song to write. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And just sort of like went into the holiday season and was like, yeah, okay, we got a pretty good one. And, we were looking at songs to record, at the top of 2020, and that song just kept coming around, but I just write so many songs. I don't really know what's good and what's not, because I'm so close to all of them. I like them all. I need other people to tell me. And so that was one that people just sort of suggested, and I was like, okay, let's go record it and whatever. And then we put it out January January 2021. And wow. I mean, it like, it's crazy how, I mean, 3 weeks after it came out, Spotify really started supporting it. And I mean, since then it's been like wild, like being able to, now I go and play shows and like the very first song I ever heard somebody sing back to me was that one. Right. Oh. And it was like, people didn't know me necessarily, you know, yet, but they had heard the song and were singing the song back to me. And I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever experienced. You know,
I couldn't even imagine. I mean,
it's been absolutely wild.
That'd be so, oh man, do you know, that would be amazing. Just standing up there, you're just playing away, and then all you have to do is stop singing because everyone else is doing it for you.
Well, I like go into every situation thinking that nobody knows who I am at all, right? So I'm just singing whatever. And to be honest, I don't think the people did know who I was, right? They're just like, oh, there's this guy singing song. And then when I sang that song, they started singing back, and I was like, wait, what? Like they've like heard this song before, and they've heard it enough to know the words to it, right?
Yeah.
And so I mean, it was like absolutely wild, and super cool to be able to go to like a random place and sing for random people and them to know a song.
Okay, it would be really funny if someone came up to you afterwards and go, oh, that was a great cover you did, by the way.
That was a great cover.
It's like, no, it's my song.
Right. I love it. And that's one thing that I always wanted to do, coming to town, was play, you know, for like people. Like I'm writing is cool and I do love it, but I don't know. I really think that my biggest impact is going to be in the live show. And, I mean, just going out and playing, like my very first show I ever played for anybody. Like, I don't know. It was just like super cool. People knew the songs and were like singing back to me.
Cool, man.
But like, because you were talking about like writing songs and that, did you start writing the album back in like 2018?
And then I think the oldest song on there, I think it's Drive, and it was written back in 2018, the end of 2018. And it was one that I think I needed it at the time, because I was just so new to writing. Like I'd written maybe three total songs before I came to Nashville and started writing with like other people. And I just sort of was like, fake it till you make it, which is kind of the mindset I've taken this whole time. It's just fake it till you make it. Like, act like you know what you're doing, even though you really don't.
And that's what we do.
I was, Right. I mean, hey, it like works, and people don't really know if you're confident like enough about it. Right. And so I think that song is one that I really needed, because I've been writing songs with people, but nothing really like, nothing felt like, oh, this is like, this could be like something. Right. And I wrote Drive, and I just remember being so confident about it and be like, wow, this really feels like me. This really feels like a song that, you know, could really cut through and, you know, could like really work. And yeah, it didn't come out for like 2.5 years, but it finally did. And now it's, you know, doing really well. And it's I mean, it's just like super cool to see that finally like come to life.
Yeah, because awesome. Like we were talking before we came on, and we're just saying like how much of a like unique style you have. I don't think there's anything quite like yourself in Nashville, which is so cool as well to have. But like when you said you only wrote like 3 songs before moving to Nashville, do you feel like working with some of the writers in Nashville and like some of the other talent brings out the best of you? Like, what's the pool like across there?
Yeah. No, I definitely think so. Cause what I've like realized early on is like, I mean, and I still now it's like everybody has their like unique style of writing, you know, like my like strengths aren't, you know, like I write the best songs when I find somebody to compliment me. Right. Cause I have very large gaps in my writing, you know, like I'm great at these things, but not good at all at these things. Right. So to find somebody that's good at these things and you come together and make like really like something really like really really cool. But I think, you know, you mentioned like the like unique style and stuff, and I've like never really thought of it like that. I just like listen to so many different things, and like to be honest, I don't really listen to like a ton of country music. I listen to a lot of other things, you know, and I don't really listen to one genre more than the other. It's just sort of all over the board, and I just sort of pull all of those elements and create a song that like I love. And I don't necessarily ever have the mindset of like what does the like industry want to hear? What does this playlist want to see? Or what does the consumer, you know, it's just like, I make music that I love. And I'm like, well, if I love it, somebody else might also, you know, or probably will also. And so I think that you see like, in a couple of the songs, I put like some like EDM drops in them and stuff. And it's like, cause I love that type of music, but it still has the like meaningful lyric of a country song. Right. Which is something that I've always loved about country music, is that you listen to a song and take away some like meaning, right? It's not just like mindless words. And so, although the like sound of country music has changed so much from, you know, when it first started to now, it's like what's stayed true through all of that time is its meaningful lyric. And so that's something that I really do value, but also sonically, I feel like I just pull elements of tons of stuff.
Oh, 100%. I mean, clearly you're doing something right as well, because you are apparently one of the many artists to be watched in 2022, according to Hot Country and things like that. That must be an amazing feeling that people are showing that recognition of you, that you are to watch this year.
Absolutely wild. Absolutely wild. And with that, I didn't really know at the time I was super, super honored. I mean, like because I've looked at those things before, like just as a pure like fan, and been like, and so many artists that I'm fans of were artists to watch, you know, in years like prior. And so to be one of those artists that, you know, maybe somebody's looking up to, or, you know, as a fan, it's just like super, super cool. And one really cool perk that came with that, I didn't know it was going to come with it, but my face was on a billboard for like a week in Nashville. And it was just like, I was just driving down the road and there's my face just on the side of this like big old billboard building thing. And I was like, this is like surreal. You know, I moved to Nashville in 2019, and it is, you know, the first week of 2022, and my face is on the side of a building, you know? And I was just it was like one of those moments where I just sort of sat there and like watched it click by like 4 times, because I'm like, this is crazy how this is like real life right now, you know?
Just circling the block just so you can see it over.
Right. No, I just like literally parked and just watched that thing just like flip through, you know, each like frame. And I just sat there for like 20 minutes and just watched it like come around three or four times. And I was just like, this is just, it's just wild that like how far things have come. And it's one of those, I'm not very good at like being in the moment, you know, I'm always like, what's next. And so that was one time I was really like, I'm trying to be mindful now of like just sort of trying to be in moments that are cool and moments that I should like, because to be honest, it all could go away tomorrow, right? And so you just want to, I I feel like it's healthier for me to like really focus on the good things and like be in those moments when they happen. And so that was like one thing that was super, super cool for me.
So obviously it's like a really great accolade and all that, but does it like make you feel like added pressure as well, being like one of like the top artists to watch?
I don't know. I think that my like sports background like keeps me from feeling like the pressure of things. Like I ran track in college and I ran, you know, 10 years total, but took it, you know, pretty seriously, you know, the last couple of years of high school and then college I ran track. And I think just being that, like, you are responsible for your own destiny as far as like the like track meet goes, you know, you're a race. And I think that just being able to like, I don't know, like really focus on what you have to do and the, and being, you know, like personally responsible and like I like love it. It gives me confidence and like sort of fires me up and like keeps me going and keeps my like, you know, spirits high. But I've never felt like a pressure with it. It just sort of just adds a bit of like motivation that like what we've done so far is working. Now let's try to keep it going. And, cause it is, I guess the only pressure would be like, you know, like, okay, this first record's out. Now what about the second one? Right. But it just really adds a like, a fire under me to like keep it going.
Oh, cool.
But so you've started doing Nashville Hits the Roof series and you've played one show already. So like you've got a couple of more shows lined up. What can we expect from them?
Yeah, so it was like the last couple months of last year, I did like this first part of the Nashville Hits the Roof series. I went played, I think, 7 dates. And so that was my first experience like ever playing out, you know, with my band, my shows. And I'd never played with a band before that like tour, which is something super, super cool and something I'd like look forward to doing. And so that was really neat. And I've learned so much. And it's just been a really great learning experience, like being able to play those shows and learn about like what works and what doesn't work as far as like, you know, just all the technical thing that goes behind a show. Right. And so, learned a lot from that. And then, just played Nashville, on the first show of this year, a couple weeks ago. And that was super, super cool. I mean, to see that, I played a show in Nashville now. I think that was my third one. And I'm starting to see like the same faces, but also those same faces are bringing new faces. And so it's cool to see like the slow growth of those like shows and the like confidence in my like self. Like I feel like my show is getting better. And so we got North Carolina, South Carolina, which never been there before, so I'm fired up to go there. And then two shows in Florida, which should be awesome too, right? Like can't complain about that. And so I don't really know what to expect with those. I've never played there. I haven't even been to some of those like cities ever. So I don't really know what to expect, but I'm really fired up to play in like new cities and build that fan base.
That's going to be so cool. So we're coming to the end. I promise we will not keep, interrogating. Apparently I have that interrogation thing about me. I'm not sure if it's just the light. So for the rest of 2022, have you got any like more like shows, any more plans coming up? Obviously, I know you got shows, but any more like maybe songs that will be coming out soon?
Yeah. So as far as like the shows go, I just recently signed with an agency, which for those that don't know is the part of your team that like books all of those things, the like shows and concerts and all that. So I just recently signed with one, and I'm super, fired up about the team that we have there. And so there might be some more shows being added. I'm not really like sure yet, but that team is just absolutely amazing. So super thankful for that opportunity. And so that's been really motivating to me, because that was one part of the team that I feel like I was missing and I really, really wanted. And so now that we have that, it's like, I mean, the sky's the limit for us, which is really awesome. And as far as music goes, I'm going to go back and record here in the next month or so some songs that should be out towards the middle of the year. And so just getting those songs together, still writing songs, because I've got about half the songs that I feel like I should have going into this like recording session. And so got to write the other half between now and then. So a little bit of pressure, but I like kind of like the pressure. So, but the songs that we do have, I mean, they, I think that, I mean, they're some of my favorites that I've ever written, and I'm really fired up, and it's something that I'm really mindful of, like, okay, like I feel like the first record, I'm really proud of the quality of the first record, and I want to continue to have that same quality through the next project, whatever that is. Even though I don't necessarily have as much time to write that project, you know, because you have forever to write your first, but then the second one, you're limited by time. And so, but I'm really trying to keep that same quality. And I really am confident that the songs we have picked out so far to record really fall in line with that. So
that's awesome. Well, I mean, by the seams of it, 2022 has definitely got your name written all over it, especially on a big billboard. It's got your face on it as well. So, I mean, you're obviously doing something right. You've got two big fans here. Like I said, we were very excited about tonight. We love your music. And for anyone who's listening right now, obviously follow Chase Wright, listen to his stuff. It is amazing. And obviously we look forward to more coming. But Blaine really wants to play a game with you.
It's normally
me who plays this game. It's like it's a quick question round type thing.
Perfect.
So we've got, this is Blaine.
So we've got 10 questions for you. Some based around like research that we did on you. So literally just whatever comes to your head first. It's nothing, anything bad or anything like that. So number one, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I hope Bengals, but I know LA Rams.
Yeah, I hope the Bengals as well. Joe Burrow all the way.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, the Rams are just absolutely solid.
The Rams are going to win.
Yeah. I think logically the Rams are going to win, but I mean, seeing Joe win would be really sick.
Yeah. Favorite soccer team?
I'm going to preface this, this is kind of bad. You guys are probably going to be like, what? But as much as I played soccer forever, but I never really like got a premier team. I never was like behind a premier team. My favorite player was David Beckham, which is why I wore 23 for everything. Right. So
that's funny.
He played for Man U. He played for, but like, yeah. I loved the LA Galaxy when I was younger. Cause that's when he moved and I went and I would go and watch those games. And so I don't know. I'd probably say LA Galaxy. They had like, Ibrahimovic too, which is super fun to watch. And so I would probably say that.
Now, it's really funny that you just mentioned David Beckham. I'm about to give you the biggest compliment here, by the way. So for all the ladies in the UK and USA, if you have not seen what Chase Wright looks like, my description of you, you actually look a bit like David Beckham.
I love that. I love if like I am his age and look like, I mean, I will be like elated. Like
if you look like him when you're,
I mean, I don't, for some reason, 50. I don't really feel like that's possible. I don't know if that's possible for anybody, but I mean, he's love the guy.
Like a bottle of nice red wine. I'll let Blaine carry on. I'm out. I'm sitting to the side now. Yeah, I'm done.
What's your dream venue to play?
My hometown venue, definitely the one I like grew up going to every single concert there. It's in the outdoor amphitheater, about 30 minutes from my house. And that's definitely one that, I mean, when I play that, I mean, it's going to be like, I was just like, okay, we're good. We're good. This is it for me.
What's your favorite hobby?
As psycho as it is, probably, I mean, working out generally, but like running, I love it. I need it for my like mental health. And that's something that like, if I have some free time, I'm either going to the gym or I'm running. And,
interesting.
Just like Beckham.
just like Beckham.
What is your guilty pleasure?
That's a hard question.
It's tough. That is like tough. I was like, that question made me realize how boring I actually am. I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I'm such a like routine guy. I was like, what is my guilty pleasure? What do I do that? I mean,
that's a really good question.
I really don't even know. I mean, as far as I'm just going to like my, cause I don't have a good answer for you. Like let me just modify that to something that I do all the time that people would probably think is crazy. I clean like religiously. Like I clean my house every single day, multiple times.
I mean, that is
not really guilty pleasure.
It makes a guilty pleasure to some.
It makes me like, you know, it makes me feel good. So I don't know.
I mean, that, to be fair, in the background, I can see your TV and that looks like the cleanest screen I've ever seen.
It's like, maybe the mirror isn't as clean. It's hard to be clean. It's like standing up. I don't want to fall on me. I don't know. But yeah, I'd like try to clean the house a lot. So.
So what's one thing that people don't know about yourself?
It's a problem with social media. You know everything about
it. I know. I was like, I try to be pretty open book. I don't even, oh man. Maybe one thing that people that might not really know, I'm a massive IndyCar fan. And IndyCar, I don't know if you're familiar with IndyCar. It's like Formula One. I also love that too. Like, I mean, open wheel racing generally, I like, am a huge, huge fan of, but yeah, it's like America's Formula One, you know, and some old Formula One drivers come and race in like IndyCar. It's like the MLS to the Premier League, right? It's like very competitive and still great to watch, but like not on the same stage as like, but I mean, yeah, the Indianapolis 500 is in my like hometown, Indianapolis. And it's like, I look forward to that day, that race more than I do like Christmas Day or any other day, right? And so I was just like looked over, saw a bunch of like IndyCar stuff over here, and I think that's something that is such a big part of my life, and I've been going to those races since I was tiny, and so that's maybe something people don't know.
That's pretty awesome, huh?
Who's your dream collaboration?
I got a couple. I mean, I think the biggest musical influences for me, I mean, it'd be like a Keith Urban, or I mean, like it'd be cool to collaborate with like the Chainsmokers or Martin Garrix, or a Machine Gun Kelly. I like cannot get enough of him, you know? And it's, so it's like, there's like a plethora and an array of stuff. And so, but I think that, yeah, I mean, I love a Keith Urban. I love all those guys. And so I don't know. That's like a tough one, but I have such, I mean, like Justin Bieber would be a sick one, right? Just like, I have so many different, you know, types of artists that I listen to, but I don't know.
And then finally, what is your favorite track on Intertwined?
I'd say Wish You'd Miss Me. I think that was one where that was the first time that I'm like, this is so honest. Like I needed the track at the time. Because I was, you know, going through some stuff. And, I think that was the first time where, you know, I sort of fought for what I wanted to say and really just said what was honest and what was like true, and didn't really care necessarily how it sounded. If I was, you know, calling somebody out or whatever, you know, I was able to say my truth. And, I think that's what people really loved about it, was that it was just real. It was very real. And so that's a song that sort of got everything started for me too. It was the second single I ever put out, and it got some like TikTok traction and different, you know, streaming, I mean, YouTube track. So it like really started some things for me and opened some doors for me. And so I'll always love the song for that. But also, I mean, it just like really meant a lot to me.
That's perfect. I mean, people say that I interrogate. I mean, that was brutal.
That was pretty hard.
Those were some mind-boggling. I mean, like those like on for like face value weren't like hard questions necessarily, but it was like that like guilty pleasure went through me. I'm like, what is my guilt? I don't know. I feel like there's got to be something, but I was like, man, I must just be a boring guy.
I mean, when was the last time someone asked you about a guilty pleasure? I mean, this is why he doesn't do the game. I do the game normally.
I love it. I was like, well, guilty pleasure. I mean, I do clean the house a lot. I was like, I do. I'm always picking up and wiping counters. And I was like, it's kind of crazy, but it makes me feel good. So
there's a lot of girls out there right now that are going, oh my God, he cleans as well. Like that, he looks like David Beckham. He's clean.
And he cleans. Oh my gosh.
But no, just something different, you know. We thought these questions, it gets to show a different side of like yourself.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, something different. But thank you so much for being such a good sport and playing that. And
once
again, thank you for joining me.
It's been great.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Just when we're finished, we'll chat with you just after. And but we'll say goodbye for the end of the interview. So thank you so much, Chase. It's been awesome.
Perfect. Thank you all so much.
So that was Chase Wright. Once again, as we said, and we will hopefully, well, you'll get pictures soon enough anyway, but you'll see what I mean by David Beckham.
Yeah, on my Instagram story, I'll do like, you know, like
a comparison.
A comparison. And then everyone will be like, you are so off on that one. It'll be like, maybe.
That's an insult, mate, to him.
What?
What, saying that he's off?
No, that like you, like Beckham and Chase don't look like each other.
That's an insult to Chase. No, that's shocking. But yeah, Chase, that's Blaine's not your friend. I am. So obviously that was Chase Wright, and once again, great interview. So he is just someone to be looking out for in 2022. And just keep an eye out, keep up with his music, look out his tours over in America. Hopefully he'll be getting a UK tour date at some point.
Oh, and, I'd absolutely love that, you know.
I know. He can stay with us.
Yeah, I just love the interview where he's talking about mixing different genres of music together, how he loves EDM music, how he'd love to do a song with MGK, like Machine Gun Kelly. I would love to hear that, because he's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm just so pleased we had him on.
I know.
Because he's got one of my favorite songs, which is Wish You Miss Me. And before I even knew who Chase Wright was, I heard that song.
Well, there you go. And now he's been on the podcast. There's more reason for you guys to know him. Three things left for today is next up being Blaine's Country News, then a little bit of what to listen to out in the new music of Nashville, and then we'll get into our song to end it with Broadtree, but we'll talk about a little bit about that after. So Blaine, what's our country news?
Well, so like some big announcements this week. You've got the 2022 ACM Awards announced, like nominees have all been released. Woo-hoo. So Chris Young is the most nominated artist going into the 2022 ACM Awards with seven nominations. However, ironically, he's never won an award at this show before. So
come on, seven. You've got to get one. You've got to take one away.
That's like throwing a dart at a dartboard, having seven darts, and at least one of them's got a stick on the wall.
Well, that's like Eric Church winning one, I guess.
The odds on Eric Church to win an award at the next award shows are 150-1. Sorry, Eric.
He's really good. That's the worst bit. He's really good.
So Miranda Lambert has earned five nominations, including her 16th. Female of the Year nomination. Uh-huh. So that ties her with the record holder, Reba. Reba McIntyre. So honestly, like, she's up there with, like, the best of the best. Walker Hayes has earned his first ACM nomination of his career, but he's got multiple, like, ones. He's in different categories. So good luck to Walker, because he's a good boy.
Like a dog.
And, an award show wouldn't be an award show without this guy. Chris Stapleton.
Before you even said it, I knew you were going to say Chris Stapleton.
I mean, he has five nominations as well. It's almost like any award show. It's like, oh, we'll just stick Chris on it and we'll just see what happens. And artists who have four nominations or more include Carrie Underwood, Carly Pearce, Jordan Davis, and Morgan Wallen.
Right, happy days. Well done, Morgan.
Morgan Wallen, he was disqualified from it last year.
Of course.
And he was barred from actually attending the events as well in 2021. So I really hope he does win, because
he's learned his lesson. He made a mistake. Yes, it was bad, but he's apologised. It's just something, you know, that he'll not do again. And
he's definitely turned it around.
Yeah, 100%.
His music's absolutely unbelievable. Like, I think, apart from Luke Combs, I think Morgan Wallen's maybe the second best country artist out there at this present moment in time. But yeah, hey, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
So there was a list combined of the country music's 50 like greatest love songs. So do you have a guess at what number one was?
On a love song?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not going to be Walker Hayes, is it?
What, Fancy Like?
Well, obviously Russell Dickerson's got a love song that he did with Scott
McCary.
Yeah, and it's something like I like
Well, you couldn't be far off. So it ran from like the 70s, 80s, 90s to present day. And actually, it is Keith Whitley, When You Say Nothing At All.
When you say nothing, but isn't that not...
Don't say Ronan Keaton.
Yeah.
I think Ronan Keaton covered it. Joe Nichols and Blake Shelton have joined together to do a song called I Got Friends That Do. It's going to be featured on Joe Nichols' 10th studio album, Good Day for Living. So excited for that, because both love them artists. And finally, Parker McCollum, who we had in our class of 2021 last year, he's changed his life around. See, he like had his like first album come out. He was partying all the time, and he just realised he was heading for a path of self-destruction. So he fully changed his life around, and he's become committed to being sobriety.
Oh, happy days!
So fair play to him for that, and well done, man. Take my hat off to anyone that does it and wants to improve themselves. So well done, Parker, and hopefully it helps you in your career and down your path.
100%. Right. Well, that is the end of Blaine's Country News.
I love that little jig that you just done there.
I'm gonna make one day. Episode 1000, Alex finally does it. That's when it really finds its voice. So we got the new music from Nashville. So these are the songs that we've been listening to this week and things that we think that you might enjoy. A little bit of party mode, Dustin Lynch. Can't go wrong with a bit of Dustin Lynch. Sorry, I had a misfire there.
It's fine, he's got his new studio album out as well. Oh, I think it's his fourth one.
It will be. A bit of someone you might like, a bit of Thomas Rhett with Us Someday. Oh. And And this is someone we were trying to get on the podcast, but, difficult to get a hold of. This is Priscilla Block, Ever Since You Left.
Ooh. Well, she's our country to country.
Yes. So hopefully we'll be able to wave her down and say, "Oh, you still owe us an interview."
Yee.
Oi. Oi. Priscilla. Oi. We got Howdy by Chris Lane. That's always a good song. Now, I knew Noah Schnacki. He's got a song called Wherever You Are. I just watch him on Instagram and stuff like that, and he just does loads of TikTok things.
Absolute humongous following 100%.
Yeah, but I never see him writing songs and stuff, and then all of a sudden he's out for the new cut in the new hot things, and it's good. No offense, it's not because I didn't think it was going to be good, sorry Noah, but it's just I've just now seen him as just a TikTok sensation rather than a singer.
I knew one of his songs from 2017, 2016. So yeah.
Yeah. Sweetheart, Sophia Scott. Love a little bit of Sophia Scott. Last name. It's amazing. Cold Beer Truth, Chris Jansen. I always say Jansen, it's Jansen. I don't know why that matters. One that I know you like, Blaine. Can't Hide Love, Chase Matthew, Kid G.
Oh, no, I didn't know them two had a song together.
Yep.
And I know what we're going to listen to in the car.
Yeah, on the way to football. I will play that for you. It was on his Instagram. That's the only reason I knew that song was there.
Well, Kid G's a proper young rapper, but from the country scene and stuff like that. So them two together on a track will be fire.
Yeah, it'll be half decent, I imagine. I'll do a couple more. Just because, we need to get
spoil them.
Yeah. One of my favourite artists and someone that I love dearly because me and her are pretty much the same person. This is Jealous, Christy Huff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's releasing a lot of music.
She's releasing a lot. And do you know what? I'm gonna finish on a high. I will finish on a high. Blue Bonnet Breeze, Dolly Parton.
Good old Dolly, yeah.
Just because it's Dolly Parton, you've got to listen to it.
I say this every time, but I take my hat off to Dolly. After everything she's achieved in country music and music in general and in life with Dollywood, for her to keep putting music out at her age, because it could be absolutely horrendous as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I commend her for that mind.
Well, yeah. But she's still rocking it. So, anyway, that is enough of that. And it's time to end the show with a little bit of music. So, Blaine, I'm going to let you say your goodbyes because I'm getting the privilege this week to end the show.
Well, I'm sad to be ending the show, but I'm excited to hear this latest track. But once again, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for all your comments on the last episode from the Olivia Lynn one. It was absolutely fantastic to hear you. Definitely check over at our YouTube channel and Instagram. But yeah, thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. And we'll catch you on the next one.
So the song that we are finishing off our podcast this week is by our friends over in Canada, Broadtree. Now, this song is called Inevitable. And a little bit about the song that they've sent. It's about two lifelong friends share a special bond, one that others will never experience or understand. But in an instant, everything can change. How does one explain a feeling they know they shouldn't feel? How does one express a passion that they know will end in heartbreak? Can a lifetime of companionship survive a romance that will never be? Inevitable explores curiosity, love, the heartbreak of realizing that what feels meant to be may become nothing more than a what if, and the unavoidable change it brings to a friendship that once seemed impossible to damage. Now, that's from Nicole and Armand from Broadtree. Like I said, it was very last second that we got that song in, which, you know, things are meant to be. When people send in stuff last minute, you just know it's going to be good. I've had a chance to listen to this, and I very much enjoyed it. So, guys, this is Inevitable by Broadtree. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you on the next one.
Secrets, you know all my fears, but some things are off limits, some things that I can't tell. They call it falling slowly, I call it something else. Can I stay beside you? Will it ever be enough? Can I play the sidekick? Or will you call my bluff?
And you know that I know, and I don't know what to do. Do I dare to ask the question when there's just too much to lose? Can we press pause on this scene change or just watch it in slow-mo as we inch towards an ending that we're both afraid to know? But it's inevitable. It's inevitable. I can tell you anything, almost always do. We know the perfect words to say to pull each other through. But this time I'm at a loss, I can't help what I can't feel. If these words were spoken, could we find a way to heal? I can't be the answer, can't be the one you need. I can leave things as they are, but it hurts to watch you bleed.
If you don't know that dare to ask the question when there's just too much to lose. Can we press pause on the scene change or just watch it in slow-mo as we inch towards an ending that we're both afraid to know? But it's inevitable. It's inevitable.
There's nobody to blame if we let truth come between.
between us, will things ever be the same? You don't know that I know, and I don't know what to do. Do I dare to ask the question when it's just too much to lose? Can we press pause on this scene change, or just watch it in slow-mo as we inch towards an ending that we're both afraid to know, but it's inevitable. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. It's inevitable.